And who would like to speak in favor, preferably someone who hasn't yet spoken? Okay, if we don't have any other in favor, we'll move to a vote. Will you call the roll, Teresa, on the main motion?
All right. With Mary Berg.
No.
Evelyn?
Most definite, yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Yeah. AC?
No.
Lisa?
No way. At all.
Patty here? No. Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Ray?
Sorry, no.
Thank you. Ambrose?
No.
Bob?
No.
Alan Minsky? Not here. Rosalinda?
No.
Thank you. Sarv?
Definitely no on this one.
Rip?
Yes.
Rob? Hey, Rob? Can't hear Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Deb?
This is Rob, yes.
Thank you, Rob. Serena?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if I was still on mute. No.
Okay. We did miss you on the amendment.
I'm just leaving Howard University.
Excuse me.
It's already been announced, Teresa.
Finish the vote.
Excuse me, but I would
Teresa,
like...
Teresa, you're out of order. Please continue the roll.
Point of personal privilege, as secretary, I would like to call it to people's attention that if you leave the phone for any period of time, you might want to tell us, because I don't know when you're permanently left.
It would be too disruptive.
All right. Mm-hmm. Don White?
Absolutely, positively, yes.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Nathan, I don't think is here. Teresa Allen says no. All right, yes, it failed. It's yes, one, two, three.
Wait,
four.
You passed me.
You go back to Lydia.
Well, I thought Lydia
Teresa,
said no.
She passed.
No, I had passed, but I am voting no.
Oh, okay.
Without the amendment, I had.
Read your mind. Sorry. One, two, three, four. Six yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
11,
12. Failed.
Okay. Well, does somebody want to anybody? Well, it's clear that there was sentiment for passing a motion on this topic.
I call orders of the day.
Well, we have a long list of us who had important questions to ask of the election supervisor.
And we have 2 minutes left.
Okay, there's been a motion to extend time. It takes two-thirds.
Whose motion is that?
Lydia's.
Lydia.
Okay. Lydia's motion to extend by how
I
much
I will second.
By 15 minutes to accommodate the stack.
I don't think that accommodates the stack, Lydia.
I don't think
Lydia.
So either.
There are eight people on it. And if you are going
to
allow time
if you're
going to allow time for any response and or any motion at all, I recommend a different time than that.
I would vote 30 minutes.
All right.
Okay, motion to extend by 30. Is there a second?
I second.
Point of
May
information.
Yes?
Les, can you stay with us during the next part of the meeting when we're discussing motions from the election committee?
It's up to you. That's fine.
Because then perhaps we could shorten the Q&A if people
have
questions that relate to the motions that are going to be brought. We could just hold them until that part of the agenda.
Right, if that's what they have,
Okay, is there any objection to extending by half an hour?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there is. Will you call the roll, please, on the motion to extend time?
All right, we're going to start with Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
All right. Lydia?
Yes.
AC?
Pass.
Z? Lisa?
I'm sorry, you said Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lisa Davis.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Patty's not here. Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ray?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob?
Abstain.
Alan Minsky not here. Rosalinda Montes Palacio?
Yes.
Arv?
Yes.
Rip?
Abstain.
Rob? Can't hear you, Rob. Deb Shafto not here?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes. Yes.
Rena?
Yes.
Ooh. Zarina?
No.
What did you say, Zarina?
No.
Thank you. Nice, Rita. Don White?
Abstain.
LaVarn?
Missing.
Hmm? Can't hear LaVarn.
Sorry.
LaVarn?
No, abstain.
No.
LaVarn abstain.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
She LaVarn? Said that yes. She abstained.
I'm sorry. What do you say, LaVarn?
Abstain.
Thank you.
Abstain.
Thank you. Teresa says yes. Mary Bird?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
Abstain.
Eleven yes and one no.
Okay, we have another half an hour then. So for next person on the stack is Lydia.
Yes, Les, I've got to say, I'm a little uncomfortable later we're going to be dealing with motions on the cards and so forth. I would have preferred having something developed by you that then when you felt some resistance to it at the stations or whatever, then you address it or we get copied at the beginning of these kind of directives. And I haven't seen much coming out of you. I would personally like that, even though I'm wholeheartedly going to support the motions on the table, but that's just an aside. But I know our local election supervisor has said that he could save us here in L.A. a lot of money since each station pays their portion by doing the count himself. He's widely recognized. Neither side of all factions disapprove of him. Everyone would go along with it. Because he's very expert in STV counts, and he's, you know, 25 candidates, 25 trays, and it's done, rather than something extremely elaborate, unless you don't have the expertise in the stations. But I was wondering if there's any provision for us to exercise that option if we have, in a particular signal area, that level of expertise. It would certainly help us, certainly in the individual stations if they have it. And also, I'm sorry, and also how much is this going to cost us right now and how much for the scanner separate from the program?
Two things. I can certainly send the bid to everybody. It is a one-time fee, more expensive than I thought because we're talking almost $20,000 for the software and hardware. But it is one time. It's done. It basically means from now on we have a very flexible form design template, and this could be done. I think there are two stations that could actually do this count reasonably. One is KPFA and one is KPFK. Both Casey and myself did the count. It took a lot of work, and it took a lot of time, if that's true. And there actually were some costs associated with it. If we're breaking this down, essentially what we're doing is paying $10,000 this year for everything. And it basically means that the account will be done automatically by the scanners. The reason I went this way is that we were having so many difficulties the first time in terms of doing the count that it became impossible to do this at three stations without hiring people. And that this starts getting not only that, but there's also the question of accuracy, and this will be accurate. The program has been debugged that we're using, Choice Plus Pro, and the scanner software is now being debugged. So that was the reason. It's true that you probably could do it in L.A. because of Casey Peters. I'm not so sure if he does not be in, if you don't have somebody at that level involved, mm-hmm. it gets much more difficult. And as I say, this is a one-time expense, and it's done.
Next person on the stack is LeBron.
Oh, there's just one quick answer. You were talking about the cost of the scanner, $1,000.
Point of information: $1,000 for each, or for five?
I'm just ordering one, and if stations want to order more,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same price. It's about $1,000,
okay.
But I'm just ordering one for the national. And if folks want to order, the reason we're getting it is one outfit that's handling this whole thing, and so the scanner price is obviously a little wholesale.
Thank you. LeBarn.
Yes, thank you, Dave. Yeah, Joyce, I was trying to get, I'm sorry if I wasn't paying real close attention just then, but I was trying to understand also how much you're admitting the 55 today, how much is software that's been developed, how much it costs, who's it, I know you've had Art Bass, I believe, on the conversation with the election committee.
LeBarn, you're inaudible. The middle of every word's cutting out. It can't be understood.
Dave, listen, I'm going to call on my other phone, and can I get back on the stack, but not
yeah,
at the
I'll,
end?
Yeah, I'll recognize you after AC. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Go ahead, AC. Bye. AC? AC, are you there? Okay, AC, when you come on, I'll recognize you. Next person is Mary.
I'm going to wait because I was going to speak to the motions that were there. There was another question I had, but it's partially answered. So
thank
I'll
you.
Wait.
The next person is Rob.
Can you hear me, Chairman?
Yeah.
Lavarne Williams.
LeBarn, I'll recognize you after Rob is finished. Go ahead,
okay,
Rob.
Thank you.
Les, how likely is it, in your view, that we're going to have stations where we don't have enough candidates for the election, or that if we don't have carts and things like that, that we're going to lose quorum?
I don't know. The reason I don't know is because traditionally we're following the tradition, which is unfortunate. But people turn in their papers. I'm sitting here now, and I'm getting candidate statements and nomination petitions being drawn through. We only have a few nationwide, but I also happen to know that a lot of
we
people
only
have
a few what?
A few candidates nationwide. But that doesn't mean anything, because the number of people downloading and who have expressed interest is certainly a lot. But it depends on how many of those now turn in their papers this weekend and Monday. I will tell you that when I did it the first time, it was almost 25 people who turned them in the last day.
Right. But they were
and that was when there was a lot of excitement about it, because it was the first national election. But it was still the last day that about 25 people turned in their papers.
LeVarne.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, Les, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, I wasn't listening real closely to Lydia's question. But you had mentioned the 55K, and you said that you're in the process of developing software. Can you just tell us, just briefly, you know, who's doing it? You also, I know Art Stasny, I believe, and the others who were on the election call the other day, if they're involved, and what's the process, and when will this be completed? And what is the total cost of this?
The total cost is $19,570. It's a group called Wise Trend and Abbey Form Reader. It's a joint group that both makes the forms that will, it's the OMR, Optical Magnetic Recognition Software, that then gets translated from a variety of forms into the configuration file that's required by Choice Plus Pro.
Thank you.
The next person is AC. Are you back yet?
We got to buy him a phone.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we do. The next person is Bob.
Pass.
Okay, Don.
Well, around the issue of Spanish language announcements on websites, I think that's now moot because, you know, it's like just a few days till the deadline. So that certainly needs to be looked at, how such a translation can occur, because I know here at KPFK, where we have lots of Spanish language programming, the Spanish language programmers are very, very upset that no Spanish announcements were on the website. Okay, but that's not what I want to address. I want to address reaching quorum by motivating with carts and what used to be called PSAs, you know, throughout the election process, reminding people who are qualified and who have ballots to get them in. Is there any plan to direct or to, well, I'm going to use the word, to direct management at the five stations to run motivational, informational PSAs, carts throughout and frequently throughout the voting period so that we hopefully can reach quorum?
Is there any plan to do that? Yes, indeed there is a plan. We're talking about motivational carts, yes. I think both the whole question of the voting, this comes back, though, to how frequently we can get those played. I mean, there is no template for this.
Yeah, and that's my question.
From station to station.
So what would you like to see?
What I would like to see is, particularly, well, first of all, the forums are very important. I'm talking not about having people on once or twice, but having, I'd like the tradition of four separate forum things, which will be preceded by carts saying there are going to be forums on the election by the candidates at such and such times, that this is both on the webpage and you have carts, and you also have the carts about the democratic governance structure of this network, and the democratic structure of this network can only be sustained by everybody voting, that should be played, minimally what the motion by Richard Phelps was once every 3 hours during this campaign period. That's what I'd like to see.
Sarf.
Les, first of all, I have a small question, and then I'll have another one. Did we start election process this year much earlier than the last two elections? Start preparing for it?
Well, it, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, pretty much people were, they were trying to get cards by the first week of August.
Yeah. Now, because we were aware of it, and we wanted to implement the recommendations of the last national election supervisor to make sure that we do these elections right this time. And now it's September, and we are right in it. I wasn't aware of some of these problems. They weren't brought before the national board before. Was there any, you thought you were optimistic or...
Well,
what
I'm
happened?
Less optimistic now than I was. I think that there's a couple different things that have happened. One is certainly, if anything, there's a decrease in enthusiasm, I'll put it that way, on the part of all the stations for this process.
What do you think you attribute the reason for that?
Hello?
I would say probably that the staff was more neutral in past elections, but also had some feeling that this might work out. And I think the feeling is that the local station, the relationship between the local station boards and the staff has not been seen as helpful. In other words, in terms of the station's missions. And I think there's a general feeling about that. That seems to be what I'm getting from every station.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have to ask.
AC, are you back yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. It's your turn.
Question is, given what you were saying earlier about being afraid that and being very concerned about this election, have you considered the possibility of extending the time frame for 2-3 weeks or 2 weeks?
Well, what the bylaws are fairly clear in terms of the timeline. What can be done is if quorum isn't made, then automatically there's a 2-week extension for that particular station where the quorum's not made.
Okay, if that exhausts...
Let me ask one question, Dave.
Yeah, and
go
Bob,
ahead.
I defer.
Okay, why don't you go ahead, Ambrose, and then I'll recognize Bob.
It's my understanding that staff representatives are required to get 15 signatures this year. And that's not in accordance with the bylaws.
Five signatures.
Well, that's not what I was told here in Washington.
No, that's standard. Five signatures for staff.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
No question about that. That's not a... I don't know where that is.
Bob?
Yeah, Les, were you able to determine how many times, just rough figures, not exact, but in the last election, how many times the candidate forums were aired at each station during the entire election? In other words, was it, you know, once, twice?
It varied from one to three, as I remember reading the report.
Okay, and what about the cart, the candidate 60-second carts? Was there an average that you could cite from last time?
No, and as a matter of fact, that wasn't in there. And part of the problem has to do with the way these things are recorded. I don't know. There has to be a better system of taking, you know, of making sure that they're played. If sometimes it's even difficult, like with the candidate statements, to make sure that they all get equal airing at you know, popular times. I hesitate to say this, but you almost have to live in the station during those periods because it's very difficult to get a regular rotation of these cards that, in fact, is played. What will happen is people have, you know, the programmers will have an additional person on, and, of course, what gets cut is the card. And so while it's listed in the book that it should be played, it's not. But in the reports, they did not mention how many times the carts were played. That report is on, by the way, on the Pacifica.org site.
Okay, final quick question. Have you developed any opinion or suggestion about the role of privately financed mailings to members? And that the two previous national supervisors have expressed concern and recommended the board address that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I have thoughts on it. But, you know, my thoughts are not important in this election because in this election there are going to be various groups doing privately financed reports as long as it doesn't use station resources. The bylaws are fairly clear. There are some gray areas, but the thing that's clear is that station resources are utilized by any candidate that has to go through the local election supervisor, and the local election supervisor has to demand that every candidate get the same access to resources, whatever they are. If they use a copying machine for one candidate, all the candidates have to have equal access to the copying machine. So it's beyond just it's the use of station resources. If you're doing a private mailing and you're not using station resources, it's legal. Do I think that's right? Do I think that, you know, you can have slates running against each other and we start escalating? No, but that's not my job. That's a governance issue.
This is where I like a quick follow-up question.
Can I get on
the same
chat,
topic?
Please?
Hello?
Hello.
Dave?
I heard Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. My phone dropped.
Dave, can I get on
the
stack, please?
Yeah, we're still on this item. Is there anybody else who's already been on the stack?
If we have time, I have another question.
Yes, we have some time. We have.
I'd like to put my name. This is Ray. This time.
Me too, okay. AC.
Not okay, sure. Am I correct that I heard Evelyn, Lydia, Ray, and AC?
Yes.
Evelyn, go ahead.
I just have to say that I have because of the limitation of carts being aired and just information reaching diverse communities, I am very concerned about being able to have a diverse slate of candidates, minorities in particular, and how are we going to address that because of some of the things that are occurring in terms of limited information?
The
problem, of course, now is that in terms of people becoming candidates, it's not going to be, this is actually too late to try to correct anything in terms of candidates. In terms of reaching out to diverse communities and to communities of color that haven't been traditionally reached, that should be done in any case. And I am certainly open to suggestions from folks. Either writing me, ballot@pacifica.org, in terms of suggestions for ways that the local election supervisors can be more effective, or calling me at the national office.
Okay, I just have one final comment, and that is that this is not a new issue. And it seems that on the front end, there should be some preparation or something to address this, because it's not a new issue.
No,
it's not. And to say that it's too late, yeah, it probably is. And the manner in which station management has, dealt with disseminating information has been an ongoing problem. That, too, is not a new issue. Yet it seems that we do not have a mechanism in place to deal with it. And I see that as a very serious problem, and one that all supervisors should be, on point to address immediately, as soon as they, take on the position. And I know some are trying, but I don't think we're doing it. I really don't. I don't see it happening in Houston.
Lydia.
Yes, my question actually came from one of the LSV members who called me today. And so the only thing is just to advocate and hope that you can put something out about access to other information like the questionnaires. I know that this particular member would prefer having it on the sent with the ballot, but minimally on the website, can you put something out and perhaps copy the PMB so that as directors we can also follow up and perhaps exert our influence, or not for candidates, but to make sure that things get on the website and so forth. But it would be, I have found that voter apathy also comes from not having enough information to formulate an opinion about a particular candidate. So the more information we have, whether it's the carts or the forms or whatever, we can utilize the website as an adjunct, it would be great. But if you could formulate a policy for us or a directive and copy us, I would certainly appreciate it, and I so would so many others. Thanks.
Actually, on that point, I'd like to ask a question. Would the board welcome receiving carbon copies of the National Election Supervisors' various postings to station management?
Yes.
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 Yes, we would.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perhaps that would be something that can improve and tighten the communications loop.
Yeah.
Can I post to the list?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Mr. Chairman, to start.
Mr. Chair, point of whatever I was asked to do, we have five minutes.
That was okay. A question. I mean, my comment was wanting a response from Les.
Okay, go ahead, Les.
Yeah. And your question is about the material that's going on. I mean, the material that at this point that I directed people, both the webmasters as well as the local election supervisors, is simply to get all the material on as soon as it comes in. That means right now, and this is happening at some stations, that means that we're going to have right now at, for example, KPFK, I know that they're recording, that they're setting up a schedule to record the candidate statements. Those audio statements, the candidate statements, the questionnaires, the picture, that whole thing will be on, just like it has, in many cases at least, has been on in the past.
Great, thanks.
If that's what you're referring to.
Yes, it was.
I'm just looking at KPFK right now to see.
Okay, well, while you look, let's go on to Ray, because we have, and then AC, and then...
Man McCann, myself. Sir.
Yeah, I got you, sir.
Yes, I have a question. As you mentioned, a point about legality, things being allowed as per the bylaws. What is your estimation of the impact on let's assume what actually would happen at WBAI, where you have different groups facing each other, and one group is able to post, besides whatever mailing is done, information is sent by the station. One group is able to send their own mailing to the whole listenership, and nobody else is able to do so. Would you consider such an election valid, at least in terms of expressing the desire, the wishes of the majority of the voters?
Yeah, actually, fortunately or unfortunately, it is valid. I was involved in the writing of these bylaws. We had a long discussion of that when we put that in.
Right.
We wanted to put in some campaign statements, limiting money and funds. And I will say that, unfortunately, the majority, for legal reasons, said that that cannot be done. I would like to still see it, but that cannot be done. As a result, there is nothing in the bylaws to prevent that from happening, so that you could have one group. You can have a slate with lots of money and another slate which doesn't have money. And the way the bylaws read is every member has access to the list. And there's two ways that the foundation can provide that access. One way is to give them the list, and we're not about to do that. The second way is they pay and there's a mailing. And then that mailing, there's nothing to force the group that pays for that mailing to include anybody else's literature in there. I know why that was put in. That was put in so that you can't have hijackers take over the foundation and not allow people who disagree to have access to the membership to explain what they're doing. But it does mean that in these elections that you can't have a group sending out a mailing to everybody and other groups not.
My question was of the legal aspect. I understood the legal. My question was to ask you, with your experience, to evaluate the validity of that election in reflecting the wishes of the electorate under those conditions.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize it might be shot in the dark, but do you have any position on that in terms of your experience with elections in general?
If you want to know my personal position, when I take off my national election supervisor hat, straight out, I think that any time you start having an escalation of the money war, it basically distorts the democratic process. I would like to see no money. I mean, people have access to the radio station. That should be the bully puppet that people use, but that's not the way legally I can carry out the elections. There's nothing I can do about that as far as I know. So in the past, in every election, there's been some people who spent
in some cases, much more money than others. And that's what we're left with until the governing structure of this organization says we're not going to allow that. We're going to figure out some way not to allow that to happen.
Point of information?
Yep.
Yeah. I just want clarification. Did the member from New York suggest that in the past one side sent mailings and the other side did not? Isn't the fact that both sides sent?
Actually, my question was a theoretical question. In practice, to answer you, it did happen that one side sent and the other side, nobody else did. And in response to that, the side, you know, the first time I was able to have my some funds, but still was as friend.
Oh, I thought both sides sent.
The second time it was. Anyway, that was a general question about
that. Mr. Chair, we are at time.
Okay. Orders of the day. Orders of the day, yeah. Let's go. Let's move.
Orders of the day have been called. Therefore, we go to the next item, which is the Elections Committee report. Who's presenting that report?
Don White.
I was the last person up, and I should have been... you know, given at least 2 minutes, minute to speak.
The orders of the day were called. If you want to make a motion to extend time to grant you the right to speak, you can go ahead.
I'll move to extend time for AC to say his piece.
Yeah.
Is there an
if
objection?
Need a second, I'll second it.
There is no objection. Go ahead, AC.
What I was going to say was, Mr. Chair, I think that so serious about the whole question of due process once again and the whole question of equal protection that this organization should be fostering. I don't think there's any way that we, and I wish you would comment on that, Mr. Chair, that we should allow that to take place in this election. Wait a minute. I think you should consult with our attorney to see, you know, within the California law as well as with the bylaws, whether or not we could make some exceptions to forbid that kind of thing from happening. This is the same process that they use in the largest society. Money wins. And I think that it would be awful if Pacifica would do that. So I would like to see... you have some views on that yourself in terms of how we face with a situation like this, address it, even in this
election. The problem is that it's a provision made in the bylaws. So no matter what I or anyone else thought, to change it, we'd have to go through a bylaws amendment process, and there's not time for that. If the board wants me or the executive director to, I can talk to our counsel about ways of dealing with that in the future, but as far as I understand matters, there's no possibility, given the time it takes to change bylaws, for any change to influence this election.
Orders of the day.
Okay. Orders of the day have been called. We can talk about this more. By the way, let me just remind, we're dealing with this question of the candidate carts, the motions that the Elections Committee are bringing forth. There's nothing to prevent us from taking up these questions in more detail after we've had a chance to think about them and write about them at the National Board meeting, although we do have a tight agenda. Okay, so the next item is the Elections Committee report, and Don is going to present that. Go
Mr.
ahead, Don.
Chair, may I please ask a point of information first? The time... I'm not clear. When I first voted to extend time, I had meant to take it off of this item, but I don't know if
I'm sorry, that's not the way it was
so
done.
So how is it?
We have 1 hour from now. This item has 1 hour.
Okay, so it still has the same hour. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Well,
Don?
Basically, this is not so much a report as a presentation of two motions that the Elections Committee, under the able leadership of our chair, Carolyn Burden, the... Election Committee is addressing what we consider to be a very important issue of maximum listener, sponsor information and education about the election. The first motion coming out of this committee, I think everyone has, but I'll read it very quickly.
It is the motion that kind of establishes the general kind of cosmic principle that we want candidate cards played at all signal areas. Following that first motion, we'll get into a second motion that actually deals more with the specifics. So, motion, whereas all Pacifica signal areas are challenged. Excuse me, I started late.
Point of information, please.
You're out of order, Mary. I'd like you to let the members
That was not
finish.
The first motion that we passed. The first was the other one.
May I proceed?
Don is presenting the report, and I'm not aware of any. If you want to, he's going to go ahead and present the motion. If you want to raise an objection at that point that the other motion should be presented first, you can do that. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you.
Whereas all signal areas need the maximum on-air promotion and explanation of their delegate elections, and whereas all Pacifica signal areas are challenged in meeting the bylaws mandated quorum for the delegate elections, and whereas most listener sponsors receive their primary information from on-air promotion and education regarding the election, and whereas many delegate candidates are relatively new to the governance process and need maximum processes for introducing themselves to the voters, therefore be it resolved, move that the PNB Elections Committee recommend to the Foundation Executive Director and the Pacifica National Board that they direct all station management to air candidates' CART statements as in the past. Now, the wording as in the past is not necessarily the rotation as in the past, but just playing the cards as they have been played in the past.
One information.
First I want to ask Mary if you have a point of order now.
Yes,
Mary?
I do have a point of order. The whole language in the past was so that it would conform to the motion that was passed first, which should really have been a substitute motion. The meeting was fairly confused and it was late. But
Mary, what's your point of order?
Richard Phelps's motion preceded this one and was voted on in that way. And the only reason Don White's was changed at all was so it an attempt to
Mary,
conform.
Mary, what's your point of
My
order?
My point of order is that Richard Phelps's motion should be considered first before this one by this meeting at this time.
Okay, since I don't know...
This is out
of
sequence of the time. And
Thank you, Mary. Since I don't know how to deal with this in terms of parliamentary authority, I'll ask the body to rule on it.
Fun information?
Yes,
Don, is that true what Mary said?
Well, let me clarify.
My question is that true what Mary said? Which was the first in order of time?
Well, let me clarify. I was in touch with the chair of the committee a half hour before went into the meeting, and the sense was that we should deal with this issue first and then go to
Mr.
the
Chairman,
specifics.
Point of information.
That was not done.
Point of information.
Mm-hmm.
What is the sequence in time? Your motion or Richard Phelps' motion?
Actually, mine was introduced first and then his
Which one was taken first and passed?
Would you allow me to speak? I'm not going to continue if I'm interrupted this way. If I can't speak without being interrupted, it's impossible to communicate.
Answer the question.
Wow. I'll ask the member to please be respectful of the member he's querying.
Thank you.
Don, you have the floor. Please answer and please know when I would like to ask. Everyone to
okay, I do not want this process sidetracked or stonewalled because of these kinds of processes. So I'm perfectly willing to go to the second motion the committee wants to put forward first, because I don't want this very important issue to be sidetracked. So rather than spend time talking about what the committee would like to do, why don't I go to the second motion first and then come back to this motion afterwards?
This is
Mr. Chair.
This is Lydia. Can you question. Okay.
I have people saying Mr. Chair, but we're, yes. we don't have... I mean, is this a point of order?
I'm sorry.
It's about the order of the motions. I just want clarification because it seemed to me that John's motion was a matter of policy and that Richard's motion was the implementation of an overall policy. And so that seems to be the logical order of things. So for purposes of this PMB meeting, regardless of how it came about in the committee, I think it would be very important to start out with the general and then go to the specific, which I understand there will be more than one proposal in terms of specificity of implementation.
I'd like to deal with this in the following way. Everybody on the board had these emailed to them several days ago. You've had the opportunity to see both. Don has introduced this motion. If there is a motion to go after consideration of the Phelps motion, then we'll take the Phelps motion first. If that motion fails, then we'll take this motion first. That will be the way in which the body will choose which of the two motions it prefers to deal with. Is there a motion to table the White motion until after consideration of the Phelps motion?
Mary Berg, I make such a motion.
Is there a second?
I move that this happen.
Is there a second to the motion to table? Hearing no second, we're going to go ahead with dealing with the fight motion now. Go ahead, Don. You can
Thank you. Let me
motion.
Begin again. Whereas all signal areas need the maximum on-air promotion and explanation of their delegate elections, and whereas all Pacifica signal areas are challenged in meeting the bylaws mandated quorum for the delegate elections, and whereas most listener sponsors receive their primary information from on-air promotion and education regarding the elections, and whereas many delegate candidates are relatively new to the governance process and need maximum processes for introducing themselves to the voters, therefore be it resolved, move that the PNB Elections Committee recommend to the Foundation Executive Director and the Pacifica National Board that they direct all station management to air candidates' CART statements as in past elections.
Okay, that's from a committee, so it doesn't require a second. It's open for debate. Who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
Mary Berg.
Go ahead, Mary.
I think that this motion was put forth. I think that the bylaws are clear that the supervisors have the authority, but the PNB does not have the authority to direct what happens at every station. Our stations have policies, and the local and the national supervisor has approved them, whereby we have more forums and less on-air carts in response to listener requests who did not find them informative. I don't think that it's fair to the listeners or anyone at the stations to force airing of carts and also we can't have the forums and the carts. Other people have to have needs of our community. Active groups need their carts aired too, and we can't have nothing but carts. So I really am very opposed to this, a very top-down sort of a heavy-handed kind of a way of dealing with it. And in addition, if we were to have any motion, this is so vague, and the whereases don't really mean anything to it. If we had any, I think that Phelps's should be the one we might look at because it's something we can discuss. But this one, it seems to me, as I said before, Richards was put forth. It was really a substitute motion. Only by accident did it not get ruled that way. Had it done, we wouldn't even have Don's on the table. And it makes much better sense if we look at something specific.
Who would like to speak in favor of the motion?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, well, as I said to Les, I would have preferred having the directive from the election supervisor, but we are where we are with resistance throughout the network to this. Excuse me. And so I do think that this is imperative, and I think that to support John's motion, at least we first get the principle in place. We get the general policy in place. And then we can deal with the specifics. And and how far we want to go with the specifics and in terms of directive. It sounded to me, and Les can correct me if I'm wrong, that Les has come to the board to seek some additional support because of a change in the attitude toward elections from the first election to now. And for that reason, it does take some exceptional steps on our part. I would not like to see this be the norm. I do not think it's appropriate for the PMB to continue dealing with this kind of level of specificity. But given some of the things that have fallen through the cracks, I don't see that we have a choice, so I will be supporting this motion.
A point of information,
like
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Rip.
I have a question for the maker of the motion as to the last words that say in past elections. And I'm wondering if he would be more specific, such as
yes.
to say is in the... You know, in the first year, or if there's some more definite wording here, so that in the future this would be more as specific as it is today.
Yeah. Thank you, Rip. Those last four words, as in the past, they obviously do not refer to how the carts were rotated and so on. It's more. Maybe it should be cart statements, as has been the policy, and. When we get to our second motion, there will be specificity, but the last four words there simply maybe should be left out, if nothing else. They only refer to what we have done in the past that some folks are now trying to change. I don't know if that responds to what your concern is.
Well, I'm just like, if you read this a year from now, would they know what you're talking about? That I mean,
Rip,
that, you know, that's
would you like
what I mean.
To make? Would you like to make a motion to amend it?
I don't know the history of this election process, but you know, if it was
give information.
Teresa, or if someone could help me with that. If this is only a few years old, that there has been a policy that people agree with, then we should just specify that year.
Yes, Mr. Chair, do you think that he's trying to say as in the 2003 and 2004 elections?
That's it. That would be perfect.
Is that the motion you'd like to make, Rip?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion is to amend the main motion to strike as in the past and replace it with, Teresa, help us.
The 2003/2004 election.
And in this case, you as secretary, I'm sure we'll get that down.
And if I could motivate that, I just have one quick thing to say.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask Don if he actually agrees with that.
Yes, as long as everyone is on the same page, that candidates' cart statements were played in those past elections and we're committed to seeing that policy continue. Yes, I that's fine. I mean,
so
it's not my motion now, so we'll have to take a vote, but personally...
Right, but,
yeah.
But they're trying... I mean, for me to use the words when I don't know the history of this...
That's right.
And although all I'm looking at it as in to make the language stronger, and so I wouldn't want to weaken the members' motion. So if anyone could advise me in their in any discussion on this, whether this is, in fact, the language I'm trying to put in there.
Okay. So there's a motion before us. Has it received a second? I think it did, yes. So that's the amendment is for us. Do we need to debate this, or may we adopt it? Hearing no debate, is there any objection to adopting the amendment, and then we'll return to debate on the motion? Hearing no objection, that's what we adopt the amendment, and we're back to the main motion as amended. Who would like to speak in opposition?
May we call the question, Mr. Chair?
If there's no further debate, I'll recognize one more in support. If there's any in support... And let's just go do a vote. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Is there objection?
There was at least one objection by Mary Berg.
No.
Will you call the roll, please?
No.
Changed her mind.
No, I did not change my mind. I do.
Oh,
all right. I'm just teasing. All right, Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa? I can't hear you coming back to Lisa. Patty, here? Phil?
Yes.
Yes, can you hear me now, I guess?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And Lisa, yes. Ray LaForest? Ray? Can't hear Ray.
Sorry, yes, yes.
Thank you. Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alan's not here. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Sarve?
I abstain.
Abstain. Thank you, Sarve. Rip?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Deb Shafto not here. Serena Shakir? Serena? I'll come back. Don?
Yes.
LaVarne?
Yes.
Nathan, Teresa Allen says yes. Mary?
No.
Evelyn?
Yes.
Who was that, please?
And
Evelyn.
Oh.
Evelyn.
And going back to Zarina. Yes, 1 no.
Okay, that passes. Would you like to present the second motion, Don?
Yes, the second motion is from the same committee. And many of you have it, but I'll read it so that people who don't have it and the listeners can think about this. During each election year, the following election promotion shall be mandatory at each station. For the month of August, for the month of August, 30 to 60 second statements or live announcements of the deadline to be eligible to vote at least once every 3 hours. This may include encouragement to run information. So that was the month of August, 30 to 60 second statements or live announcements. For the month of September, up to the candidate entry deadline, a 30 to 60 second statement or verbal announcement once every 3 hours, advising listeners how to sign up to run as delegate candidates. October and November, candidate statements once every 3 hours and at least 2 candidate forums or debates before October 18. From October 18 to November 15, candidate statements once every 4 hours and the candidate forums or debates replayed at least once each. When a fund drive occurs during these time periods during an election year, each station must integrate the election announcements required above into the fund drive. The station shall maintain logs of actual playing times which shall be provided to the local election supervisor. Nothing in this resolution prohibits a station from doing more election coverage. Should the election times change, these requirements shall be adjusted accordingly.
Okay, it's open for debate.
Teresa Stack.
Who would like to... Wait, first, Don, are you going to motivate this motion, and then I'll look to I'm going to alternate between pro and con.
Well, I can only motivate it by saying that we on the election committee have had Les as our guest, and he's been very open and frank, and he has made good reports to us. But it's become increasingly clear to members of the election committee that the National Election Supervisor and the five Signal Area Supervisors really need more PNB support. They need more teeth. He's actually referred to the comment, the concept that he doesn't have the teeth. So we believe that if we actually mandate something of this nature, then each of us in our signal areas can go to management and say, wait a moment, we understand that 30 to 60 second statements or live announcements should be playing at this time. Why aren't they? So we're looking for very specific requirements that can be kind of monitored by people in the station areas, the signal areas, who are interested in really defending, you know, this whole process.
Thank you. So we will now debate on this form of dental prosthesis. Who would like to speak opposed to it?
Mary Burke.
This is Lydia. I'd like to move to divide.
I'll
get you for
I
that
wanted
one.
To make an amendment. Is it appropriate?
Okay.